Just what is a creative spark in the eyes of the law? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mark Bartholomew, professor of law at the University of Buffalo School of Law, explains.
There is a paradox at the heart of American copyright law. On the one hand, the law stresses that copyright protection should only be awarded to works of art and authorship possessing a creative spark. On the other hand, fretting that any assessment of creativity must be in the eye of the beholder, courts refuse to investigate a work's creativity. Instead, they deem virtually any work that is not a carbon copy of another to be sufficiently creative to earn a copyright. Examples include copyrights for song lyrics, merely repeating the phrase, uh-oh, standardized test answer sheets, and photographs only taken by accident. This laissez-faire approach to creativity in the law matters, because the more items protected by copyright, the fewer items new artists, fearful of being sued, can use to build their own creations. Over the last decade, neuroscientists have set up a number of ingenious experiments that trace the neural activity of artists as they engage in creative tasks, like improvising music or generating a humorous caption for a cartoon. These experiments show that many popular myths about the creative process are simply not true. Creative breakthroughs are almost never an accident, and they can be objectively measured against what came before. This means that copyright law has been going about it wrong. Judges should be reluctant to award copyrights to unintentional creations. New songs and artworks should be compared against the prior art to see if a would-be copyright owner has truly made a contribution. Not everything about art and law can be boiled down to brain science. Still, neuroscience can offer much to improve our flawed system for regulating creative conduct.
That was Mark Bartholomew of the University of Buffalo School of Law. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.